What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Arthur Hardy with the Times-Picayune and editor and publisher of Mardi Gras Guide. Arthur, welcome to the show.
Happy to be here and happy the game is over.
Arthur, I guess it's been a little bit of a diversion. People have been distracted, right, as it relates to Mardi Gras. Just a little bit. Well, now it's back on track. Your thoughts on what's going on?
Well, you know, the game, and God bless everybody who had anything to do with getting it here, and I hope we get another one soon, but it sucked all the air out of thoughts about Mardi Gras. But now it's full speed ahead, and we've got 10 preseason parades this coming weekend. We'll hope the weather holds up. So we're back at it and can't wait to get it really started.
Wait, we have 10 parades this weekend?
Yes, we do. Of course, we've already had some, you know, Chewbacca's biggest parade ever with 3,000 marches. But it really kicks open this coming weekend. You've got Little Rascals on Sunday with Nefertiti out in New Orleans East. You've got the big Poseidon parade in Slidell Saturday. Bilge on the water, Titans Friday night. There are actually 10 parades this weekend. Now, these are all considered preseason parades. You know, the official season begins 12 days before Fat Tuesday, which this year is Friday, I think February 21st. But that doesn't mean these parades aren't real and aren't a lot of fun. And I predict we're going to have record crowds. People are ready for some Mardi Gras parades.
No, I agree. I mean, it's going to be interesting. Arthur, a lot of conversation about this SEER 1 rating, the special event assessment rating by the federal government, a lot of assets and resources. I was talking to Colin Arnold earlier. What are you hearing from the crews relative to conversations about this?
I think most people are delighted that, you know, Mardi Gras should be safer than it's ever been, and it's always been relatively safe when you think about it. The fear early on was that in order to enhance safety, there'd be some dramatic changes, like one universal parade route for all parades, and not necessarily the ones that we're accustomed to, you know, was floated around, not by Homeland Security, but just in conversations. Well, maybe the safest route would be the Canal Street cemeteries to the river, one straight route straight down Canal Street, and perhaps it would be, I don't know. But they were very quick, Homeland Security, to say, you're not going to see any difference in parade routes. We're not going to mess with tradition. You will see a lot more personnel on the street, and there's some things that you won't see that will be keeping us safer. You know, we don't want to tell anybody what's going on, because then the bad guys would know. But I think there was a collective sigh of relief that, okay, it's going to be better, but it's not going to be different in terms of parade routes. So I think it's being welcomed by everyone.
Well, you know, a lot of challenges with the economy. Some sectors doing very well, others not so well. Sometimes that has an influence in rider participation and connection to Mardi Gras. Are you hearing anything on that front?
Not at all. Not at all. It's amazing. It almost seems like in Mardi Gras is impervious to the economy. It hasn't always been the case, but this year I don't see anybody pulling back. If anything, membership is up in most clubs. I do know a couple of parades have lost some out-of-town bands in reaction to safety concerns. Not a significant number, but a couple. And I think we've got to get a safe Mardi Gras under our belts to make people realize everything's going to be fine. But it's remarkably on schedule to be ordinary, and ordinary is just fine, you know.
You know, it's interesting on that band front. I think you would agree. It's getting more and more difficult, you know, to pull bands in. A lot of high schools are not. They don't have the big, robust bands that they've had in the past, and it's harder to get bands, right?
It is, and that's more of an expense thing than anything else. That's where inflation has hurt, I think. Thankfully, we've got a lot of, you know, local bands that could parade 50 times a year if they're invited. You know, any decent band can get an invitation to just about every parade, but you can only do so many. But I think we have enough. And bands is such an important part of the whole celebration. But speaking of bands, Homeland Security and just local NLPD have made some recommendations to keep bands safer. And one of those is that the bands should not have any more than like an 8-man front. Some of these big bands, particularly college bands, are used to having maybe 10 or 12 people across, and you just can't fit them on the streets. And that's when, you know, a bass drum beater or a trombone slide hits somebody in the crowd and you've got a fight on your hands. So to prevent that, they're asking to use as wide of a front. And some other things, just like when the parade stops, for the chaperones who are on the sides of the van to just face the audience rather than face forward. Just kind of as another line of protection there. But again, it's been remarkably safe through the years when you figure how many people we have in the streets, how much alcohol is consumed. Generally, people just come to parades and get along. And that's one of the things that makes it so special, you know?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There has been talk about proposed changes, obviously, in the French Quarter relative to ice chess. It's something that we've always pulled behind our family as we, going down the street, trying to find our space where we're going to be. And as it relates to some balls, that's always been kind of what we do as well, right?
Yeah, and I have not heard any change in rules about that, but you do have to wonder, like the Extravaganza in the Dome and the Big Zulu Ball at the Convention Center, Orpheus and Bacchus also have post-parade parties there. Will these still be allowed? And if they will there be some sort of screening process that would certainly slow down entry? I think now that Super Bowl is over, those kind of issues will be looked at and discussed, and hopefully something will be said, either, hey, it's all the same, or no, this is what's new. But, there are going to be some changes if you're new, no matter what, and would have been no matter what. The new ordinance that's in effect bans tents and canopies and open flame containers and marking of spaces on neutral grounds. And the enforcement of that is always going to be the question. Yeah, you can make the rules. How could you enforce it? Do we have enough personnel? Well, maybe we do this year with all the extra forces on the street. But will it be the will to do that? How will the public react to it? We're talking about decades-old traditions of people having a little tent or a canopy on the neutral ground. Yeah, it is public space. We understand that. But it is a tradition, and I see the safety concerns with those things, because who knows what's going on in those tents. But I also can understand you can be changing a baby's diaper or getting out of the sun or the rain. So it's going to be a interesting to see how this is plays out this year.
Absolutely. Also a little curious too, Arthur, in anticipation of a lot of the chatter coming out of the Trump administration relative to tariffs, it seems as though shipping became more of a challenge. We've had to deal with this more than just once. I know of crews that were waiting 3 days before their parade for their beads to come in off containers. Yeah. Are you hearing anything on that front? Yeah, before.
Yeah, there's concern, but it's been pushed to next year. Everything's in now. I don't think anybody waiting for anything now. But what will the shipping look like? What will the cost be like for 26? That's a question. But I think people are so excited about this year, they're pushing that, kicking that can down the road.
Down the road. Not thinking about it yet, right?
No. Don't mess up my parade this year. Worrying about next year.
It's amazing when you
good celebrities this year too. Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
I think he's one of the best kings they've had in maybe decades. He's a beloved figure, but he's such a good guy. His philanthropic efforts have been notable, and he's a big teddy bear. I just think he's a good guy and the perfect king, and I know he's excited about it. You've got Katy Perry coming to the Endymion Extravaganza. And that's going to be a really big deal. Orpheus, I'm looking at my notes here. I sadly haven't been to the Orpheus Escapade at the Convention Center in years, but it's always a top-notch entertainment. Bianca Del Rey and the they have another headliner that I've got to look up because I can't. Oh, the Brothers Osborne, I think it is. Yeah. And Sonny Borey, the captain there, who has so many theatrical contacts with Harry Connick Jr., you know, they can get just about anybody they want. And at the very last second, they always bring in 5 new celebrities.
Right.
So there's
right.
something for everybody this year. And you know, that's a nice part of Mardi Gras, but it's not essential. I mean, do we really think nobody would come see Orpheus if they didn't have a Grand Marshal or Bacchus or Endymion? You know, it's just icing on the cake. And a lot of money is paid for these entertainers. Bacchus and Orpheus, I don't believe, pay their celebrities to participate, to ride in the parade. I mean, I know Bacchus doesn't. But if you're entertaining, that's another thing. So, I mean, you know, we've heard stories that Endymion's budget is in the millions for entertainers. With the top-notch guys and gals they get, you know, they're not coming in for free. I mean, Rod Stewart, you know, he comes to town just for fun. You know?
No, I ride in Orpheus every year. We have a big group of folks that we ride with. We have a blast. You know, I never thought I'd ride in Orpheus because I rode in Hermes for so many years. My wife, my mind just went blank on the parade that she wrote. And Muses,
Irish.
Excuse me. No, Muses.
Oh, Muses
she wrote,
right,
she
okay.
wrote in Muses for years.
Right.
And, you know, and we just never really thought that we would continue to do it, you know, at some point in time of our life. And then we found an opportunity to ride together because we never did ride together. And, you know, that's turned out to be a lot of fun, too.
Sure. Well, that's the only super crew that is co-ed, you know. So
right.
men and women can ride in that parade. And what a wonderful addition that is. That's the best doubleheader in Carnival on Lundi Gras when you have the Proteus Parade, small from the 1800s, and then modern Orpheus right behind it. I think it's a beautiful night. And, of course, the next day we have Fat Tuesday, and there have been some changes there. You know, Rex has moved its reviewing stand from the Intercontinental, where it's been since 1992, to a new reviewing stand in front of Pascal's and Alley's. So the king will be toasting his queen there. And this was caused by the fact that the parade has just gotten downtown too late in the afternoon. The court, the queen and the maids that are at the Intercontinental, they've got to leave at a certain time to get dressed for the ball. In the last year, the entire court had to leave before Rex got there. So this guarantees that the Rex will see his queen early on in the parade route.
Yeah, yeah. And that probably logistically is going to make a lot more sense, right?
Oh, I think it will. I think it will. And, you know, there's some other moves this year. The ALA, which was the first parade, the third parade on the first Friday night of the season, is the triple header, and they will last. And the last couple of years are ending like at 1 in the morning. So they have moved off that first Friday night to Wednesday night after Druids, where Knicks used to be. Knicks ain't there no more. So that's a win-win, and I know they're really excited about that. And, you know, we can't forget Metairie. A lot of things are happening there. They've reverted back to the old route, new where they're starting at Clearview and ending at Martin Berman. They'd experimented with starting on Bonneville, and some people liked it, some people didn't. But I think this return to that route is a good thing. And Little Rascals has returned. You know, they didn't parade last year because their founder had died. But they will be back this year with a small parade dedicated to him, Jack Spittler. And that's this coming Sunday at noon.
This coming Sunday. Yeah, I did know about that one. Well,
yeah.
It's nice that we finish with one huge event, international in nature, to one a less little international in nature, but our Mardi Gras season nonetheless, and 2 weeks of celebration right around the corner. No rest for the weary, right?
No, but you know, any other city after the Super Bowl, and heck, after Christmas, people go into a funk. You got nothing to look forward to what, 4th of July or something? Not here, man. We're ready to go. Put your dancing shoes on.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure to speak with Arthur Hardy, editor and publisher of the Mardi Gras Guide. And that will be, is that out yet?
It is out. And this year it includes the St. Patrick's Day Parade, Easter Parade. With Mardi Gras so late, we said, let's just put it all in there. So got 25 new parades in the magazine, and it's on sale everywhere.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great week. We will be right back, folks. On the, give us a shout on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Stay with us.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.